Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Martha, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the line, and thank you so much for joining us. Now, Martha, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've covered many aspects of a healthy lifestyle. And today we come to the end of this particular series with a lesson on the importance of trusting in divine power. Now, please do summarize today's lesson for us. What is the secret of behind trust, the secret behind trusting in divine power? What does that have to do with being healthy, for instance?
Being happy?
Yeah, take us through the lesson, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I want to greet everyone and all the listeners. Thank you so much for having me. Today's lesson, I want to say that the first time I heard about these seven principles, I think that we've learned throughout the week, was I think in 2017. That was the first time I heard about them. And it was new to me. It was like, someone is telling you about water, clean air, which you already know, and then in another perspective. So now, after knowing all these things that we've learned throughout this week or throughout the series, then there is this part of trusting in divine power. And I think we can all attest that in as much as someone is healthy or someone practices...
Yes, Martha? Martha? Yes, I can hear you now. I think I lost you there for a bit.
Okay. All right. I've got quite poor network. So I'm saying, I think we can all attest to say when, even in as much as a person practices healthy living, if the person does not really trust in God, it becomes difficult to continue. Yes, some of us usually continue, or rather are consistent, but at some point there's a time when trials and pains of this life normally weigh us down, and then we tend to say, but then what is the point of me doing all this?
Yeah.
So this all comes from neglecting the important part of trusting in God, because then being healthy is more than just that, the absence of disease. When you are healthy, it hovers around all aspects of life. I think I usually laugh with my friends when I tell them to say, being healthy, guys, it's a holistic kind of lifestyle. Because the word holistic, when I heard about it, I loved it the very first time. So holistic means the spiritual, emotional, mental, everything about a human being. So being healthy is more than just an absence of disease. It's holistic. So we're going to read from a Bible verse, Psalm 103, verse 2 to 4. I'll just quickly read it through. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. What a lovely verse. So this verse, from what I'm seeing, it's speaking of every aspect of someone's life. So bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. So remember, all his benefits is not just health benefits. He's saying, who forgives all your iniquities? He forgives our iniquities. And then he says, who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Remember that sometimes in our lives, when we tend to go through people who hate us, it's the same Bible, actually, us trusting in the word of God, which says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because your rod and your staff comfort me. All that for us to have these benefits is because we have decided to trust in his word. Who is the word? The word is Jesus himself. So it's an amazing verse. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? So, in as much as one may practice water, these seven principles of water, clean air, rest, exercise, healthy diet, if the part of trusting in God is left, usually consistency is not there. I think one thing I love about God is that when we trust in him, he gives us that power of being consistent in his word and even in showcasing what we have learned. So there are some studies, I'm just going to follow through. There are some studies that have been made to say those, I think, Zama, you have with faith, maybe on your own, you have a testimony. There are some studies that have been made, I want to believe these are true, of which I think are true. And there are some studies that have been made to say those who go to church regularly, especially men, I'll start with men, normally have a lower risk of having heart attack or high blood pressure and other diseases. How true is that? I think it's true because, I'm speaking from experience. I think there's a time when I actually abandoned anything to do with religious activities because I thought, I've reached where I was supposed to reach. But then I think the more I detached myself, the more depressed I was, in as much as you would exercise and drink water and do all those things. But then you find that the fellowship that people would have from church and maybe religious activities, you know, when I say religious activities, it doesn't really mean maybe a Seventh-day Adventist only. But you can do a well-rounded survey to say those who attend religious activities or any church services or any fellowship at church find themselves to be more happier than those who normally tend to shun away from all these activities. I know that people out there who would say, but I'm happy. I go out with my friends and drink. I'm always happy on weekends. I'm happy. Trust me, I'm the happiest. But deep down their hearts, Zama, it is not so. There's always a void that is left in as much as someone may say, but I eat healthy. I eat salads. I eat what? But you know what? I drink 2 liters of water every day. But you know what? I stand on the sun for like 10 minutes. But you know what? I do this. I do. But in as much as they do that, the problem comes in because they do not know why they are doing that. And if they do not know why they are doing that, it becomes hard, like I said, to be consistent and also to live a life that God wants us to live to the fullest, whereby it's a sermon. I remember this is the first time I heard about mission. They said, someone asked to say, who is a missionary? And then an answer came to say, being a missionary is a lifestyle. When I was shocked, he said, but don't you just need to go in the bush and in the outskirts and preach and what? But the person said, being a missionary is a lifestyle. So then it means if we do not trust in God after doing all these seven principles of water, sunlight, exercise, if we do not trust in God, then we would not be missionaries wherever we are as people, with our neighbors, with our friends, with our... Mention it. So I want to believe this study to say it's true. But then I have good news. In summary, I'm closing, by the way. I have good news. Remember, Christ does not only want us to be ready to meet him when he returns. I think the main thing that he has given us, one of the great things that he has given us is a healthy lifestyle of which we know this is the new start. That is the famous new start. So he does not only want us to be ready to meet him when he returns, but he also wants to improve the quality of our present lives. Now, remember, let's say, Zama, you are always afraid coming for work. Let's say you're going for work. You're always afraid or you're always guilty of something. And then you are sick. Are you going to get better fully? Because then it would hinder you because maybe you're afraid of maybe someone, you're afraid of losing your job. Always maybe your boss is shouting at you at all times. Then you get sick, you'll be like, oh, my boss is going to shout at me. But then you're always worried. And then how can we be well, or rather, how can you get better if we do not trust in what God has said in his word? It is the same word which says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. We find comfort in the word. It is the same word which says, if you call unto me, I will hear your prayers. If my people confess their sins, I will heal their land. It is the same word. So trusting in God is one of the important things that one can do to their lives. As it's more like the conclusion of the whole matter, trusting in God. So, like I said, Jesus promises to deliver us from every destructive habit. In as much as we would want to say, no, but I practice this, I practice that. Remember, it's the same word which says, for he who keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point. He is guilty of all. How then are we going to know all that if we do not read his word and trust that it is true? So if we just stumble in one, let's say you exercise and eat healthy, but you do not go on the sun, or maybe you do not drink enough water, then you have broken one of the laws, and then disease comes on you. Remember, at first I said health is more than just absence of disease. It could be anything: fear, guilt, low self-esteem, everything that can make us, that can make it difficult for one to enjoy healthy practices, all these things. But above all, like I said, I have good news. If we trust in God, He is able to let us, He is able to make us whole fully with all these seven practices that have been discussed all throughout this series. Trusting in God is the conclusion of the whole matter, because then we would realize to say, whatever I go through, Jesus said, we will be in this world, but I'm not of this world. So it is everything. Trusting in God is what concludes the whole matter of all these seven practices. So Jesus promises to deliver us from every destructive habit through His power that works in us. If you need help in overcoming a body-destroying habit, such as using alcohol or tobacco, there is always a prayer that God is ready to hear. I think there's a person who asked a question. By the way, I'm closing. There's a person who asked a question to say, what prayer does God answer quickly? It intrigued me, that question. But then someone answered to say, the prayer of you surrendering to God and saying, Lord, I think I have reached where I cannot go any further. On my own, I am nothing. Take me and be with me. And use me however you can, because I think, Apa, I have reached. Sorry, I've spoken Nyanja from Zambia. That prayer where of surrendering to God to say, I'm addicted to this, I'm addicted to that, I trust in you, God, that you are able to help me. That prayer, God always answers. So trusting in God is what I was presenting today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Martha. But, you know, I just wanted to quickly check with you. Does a divine connection really have an effect on one's physical health, like in a practical way?
Yes, it does. It does. A divine connection has a very big impact in one's physical health. I can give you a story. I love stories, by the way.
Yeah.
There is this woman who was very sick. She had two kids. Those kids used to go at the same school. Then there was a teacher who used to teach them. So the teacher was surprised to say, Monday, Tuesday, the girl would come for school. And then Monday, Tuesday, the guy would come for school. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the girl would come for school. So every week that used to happen. And then she was shocked. Okay, she became concerned, because I mean, as a teacher, she became concerned. She called the girl to say, you, why don't you come on Monday, Tuesday? I just see you Thursday, Friday, and Wednesday. Then she said, no, my mom is actually sick at home. I don't know. Well, we normally alternate with my brother, so that my brother also helps, takes care of her and whatnot. Then she took interest to say, okay, let's go and see your mom. She was so excited. The girl was so excited. She took the teacher at the place. The teacher reached there and found that the place was shanty and all that. Entered the house. It had a very strong stench. So she entered and the daughter just removed like a blanket. On the bed, it seems like there was no one. But she removed the blanket. Unfortunately, there was someone.
Yes, Martha. Ooh. Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
I think the network. Hello.
Yeah.
Am I there?
You're back now. Yes.
Okay. So then the teacher was shocked to say, there is someone on the bed. Oh, okay. Then she removed the blanket, and then the mother was like small, more like, you know, crippled a little bit, more like the person is big, but so small. Then the mother asked to say, but what is the problem? Then the mother actually, I mean, the teacher actually said, "What is the problem?" Then they started explaining the whole story to say, "No, my husband, we're married properly, but then he began to have a girlfriend."
Yes, Martha. Martha. Oh, man, you know, this story is interesting. Hello, Martha. All right, it does look like Martha is...
Are you there?
Yes, we're Hello? Here now. Yeah, we're here. I think your network is struggling.
Right.
Yes, and so talking about the relationship, yes? Oh. All right, okay, I think the producer is suggesting that we can maybe just leave it right there. It is at 28 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. Martha is struggling with the...
Hello?
Hello, Martha?
I'm there.
Okay, yeah, we can wrap up in
I
a
there?
Minute. Yeah, okay. I can hear you. Mm.
Okay.
All right, I think we're going to be leaving it there. Martha, thank you so much for your time. I think we've had the gist of the conversation. Yes? Yes, Martha? All right,
you
I think.
Can get me?
Yeah, I think we're struggling, Martha. You know what, Martha? I think we can leave the conversation here. I think we've got everything that we needed to hear today. And I do apologize that your network is actually giving trouble. So let's actually let it go because really that network is not going to come back. We would have loved to hear the juicy story that she was about to share there. It's a holy juice, by the way. 29 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock here on AWR. And of course, we want to implore you to check it out on our podcast if you've missed it.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to